We don't need to wait until Ohio State spring game to discuss a football scrimmage. The Buckeyes had a good, healthy, competitive one over the weekend.
You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, Buckeye fans? Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Buckeyes for the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast. It is a Monday, March 27th in the year 2023, and I want to thank you for making Locked On Buckeyes your first listen or first watch of every single day. During this episode, we will discuss the dynamic that we witnessed from Lathan Ransom and Joshua Proctor over the weekend, and two more Buckeyes lost their black stripes. But before we get to any of that, the word of the spring practice in 2023 is compete. Now, you can say compete, you can say competition, you can say competitive, competitive nature, whatever word you want to use, it must come from a phrase. It must come from the word compete. Ryan Day talked about it. Tim Walton talked about it at length during a media availability session he had during February. It's all about competing. It's all about competition. And it's clear there are numerous Buckeyes that were competing over the weekend, not just on offense, but also on defense, not just with the opposing player, but also with guys at their same position because they're striving and trying to be at the top of that line so they can be starters in the fall. We talk about it all the time. We like competition. In the Big Ten Conference, there are times that Ohio State does not play competitive games because of the opposition just not being that good. So you have to utilize these moments in the offseason, in the spring, to figure out, one, what your depth chart is, and two, to build up or cultivate a culture of competition so each player on the field is competing every single play. During the scrimmage, they use a modified scoring system, and the final score was 102 to 100. The offense won. The final drive, going into the final drive, the offense was down 199 to 100. The defense was up. Ended up scoring on that drive. There it goes, 102 points. Now, I don't understand and I don't know how Ryan Day and the other coaches came up with the modified scoring system that they utilized over the weekend. What I do know was this. 102 to 100, that's even. That is even. One team in the offense won by 2 points. One team lost by 2 points. Buddy, that's even. And now we all know, we all think we know about the talent at Ohio State at every position, at the O-line, at the D-line, at linebacker, at running back. And if we think Ohio State has the elite of the elite talent and they're competing like this now, buddy, that's great. And you know, in your final drive, it's literally do or die. You win or you lose based off the outcome of this drive. You go down there and grind it out and you get the dub. That's great. You're competing. You're putting yourself in a situation where you have a chance to make a play so your team wins, and ultimately you win. Now, if I know football, you know football as well, there are going to be times that the next practice or the next scrimmage, maybe you're talking trash, man. Maybe more trash than normal. Maybe you're bringing up things that are okay to talk trash about, but you never brought them up before. And you know what? You're going to see what players. You're going to see who is out here competing and who competes in a different way. Because if you want to cultivate a culture of competition and competing, and not just competing against guys in your room, but also against guys on the other side of the field, you do that right now. You take time to make sure that the team understands exactly what's right in front of them. And the team understands that if they capitalize on these moments, everything will be A-okay. You're finding guys right here this time of year that are going to compete, offense, defense, but also Steel Chambers, a player that we're going to go more in depth about him and what we could possibly see, how he can take his game to a new level during spring practice. But with Tommy Eichenberg out right now, not participating in spring practice, probably just to preserve his body for the fall, the grueling fall season, and the chance at a shot at playing for a national championship. ultimately still Chambers. Even though he's playing the Will linebacker, he could, I believe he's playing Will. He could be playing Mike in these practices. He is someone who could take his play to another level. Now, I do believe still Chambers could play the Mike linebacker position if called upon, because I do think he has that skill set in his bag. Ultimately, Ohio State wants him at the Will. Eichenberg at the Mike. Great. Cool. Whatever. Ike got a lot of the attention a year ago. Ike was the one that was in the conversation of a possible All-American. Eichenberg was an All-Big Ten player. I think first-team guy. Eichenberg was that. We talk about here all the time about how Ohio State's linebackers are not what they used to be. They're not playing up to the caliber or the standard that has been set for Ohio State linebackers. No, not just I talk about a lot about Urban Meyer's time. You can go back for decades, man. The Buckeyes linebackers are a strong force, and you normally don't want to mess with them. Over the past couple of years, the linebackers have been picked on just a little bit. The linebackers have been a unit. I mean, just be honest with you. Michigan game a couple of years ago. I remember plays. The old linemen knew, and the old linemen did what was needed to get to the second level, and they realized if we get there cleanly, our back is good enough. Hassan Haskins, 5 touchdowns. That one still stinks. I believe he had 5 touchdowns in that game. If it was not, cool, whatever, but he still did a good deal on in that game. Hassan Haskins, there were times I saw him just skedaddle, just go. Linebackers weren't quick enough. Linebackers weren't having the proper reads. Linebackers were not filling the hole quick enough. And what happened? Skedaddle, skedaddle, skedaddle. Running back goes because the old linemen are quickly to a second level. But still, Chambers is one of those guys. He gets better right now. He uses these reps to compete right now to be a better football player. Buddy, whoo! You think the Buckeyes got one future NFL player, Tommy Eichenberg. Still, Chambers might be the better option in the NFL based off the football that he plays. Now, I don't know. The skill set and all those things, those things are, we're still going to be discussing those. Eichenberg might be limited at the next level. He might not be. That's to be determined. But what we do know is this. All eyes are on Still Chambers right now. And based off some things that I've read about him over the weekend, it sounds like he's competing and competing consistently, making things hard for the opposition. I like it. I love it. I want some more of it. I want some more competition. I want Ohio State competing against themselves and making themselves better, because if you do that now, whoo, things could be fun to watch in the fall as the Ohio State football team goes back to the shoe to play the football. Speaking of playing the football, Latham Ransom and Josh Proctor will be playing the football together on the field at the same time, and we learned about the role these two guys might play in the fall during the regular season. What do we learn? We discuss that next right here on Locked On Buckeyes. This episode is brought to you by Built Bar. The Built March Madness bracket is here. We know you have a favorite bar or puff, and now's your time to make it count. Go to builtmarchmadness.com to vote for your favorite. You know, I'll be voting for the Coconut Puff. And if you want the UConn Huskies to win, then you'll be voting for that bar too. Support your team, support your bar or puff. And when you vote for your favorite bar or puff, you will be entered into a drawing where 50 lucky Locked On listeners will get a free box of Built. Not only that, but one Locked On fan will win a 12-month subscription to Built to have Built's best bars or puffs delivered monthly straight to your door. You gotta try Built. Built, the best protein bar ever. They're so amazing, you won't think they're good for you. Run to builtmarchmadness.com right now to vote for your favorite bar or puff and pick up a box while you're there. You can vote every day in March. So hop in and support your pick. Competition. It was great to see over the weekend to read the things that we got to read after Ohio State's 6th spring practice and the competition that went down during that event. But also during that event, there were some things we can observe and learn about the players. We could talk about players on the offense, and I can keep talking about Still Chambers. But ultimately, What can we learn about a couple guys? Two, Josh Proctor, Lathan Ransom. Some were saying they can't play on the field together. Some were saying, oh, put Ransom back and Proctor in the forward, or Ransom back and don't play Proctor, or put Proctor back and Ransom. I mean, I've heard a lot of discussion about what these two guys should do in the fall. I have been saying, and it got confirmed over the weekend, not so much about what's going to happen in the fall, but what might happen. I have been saying for a long period of time, and I've said it right here on this podcast, probably too many times to count. Put Proctor deep, put Ransom at the line of scrimmage. Still two safeties, one's more in the box oriented, more closer to the line of scrimmage, better at the run, stuffing closer to the line of scrimmage. That's Lathan Ransom. Joshua Proctor, put that man deep. Let him run free safety and let his athleticism roam freely. And I still think that's going to happen because that's what we witnessed over the weekend. Lathan Ransom deep, and Joshua Proctor was closer to the line of – no, excuse me, Joshua Proctor deep. I got ahead of myself, a little tongue-tied. Joshua Proctor deep, deep safety, and Lathan Ransom more closer to the line of scrimmage in that role. We saw last year and even the year before, when Ransom is on the field, he is better in that role, better at the line of scrimmage. What do we see for a while between him when he's on the field? Sometimes deep ain't the best thing for him. Now, things can change between now and the time of the football season in the fall, but I think in this first scrimmage, I'm not trying to read too much into the things that we see, the things that we witness this time of year, because things can change. But ultimately, you got to start thinking a little bit about what's going to happen in the fall, what role guys will play. I will tell you, I still think, even though I've heard a good report from about Cam Martinez, I still think there's a good opportunity and possibility that Jahad Carter, the Syracuse transfer, starts at cover safety. I call it nickel corner or slot corner or whatever you want to call it. Those are my terminology. I think Ohio State's going to call it the cover safety position, whatever it is. I still think it's Jahad Carter's position. Now, Cam Martinez is one that has been there, knows day, getting to know Knowles, has been around Knowles longer than Jahad Carter. Something still tells me in my gut that's Jahad Carter's thing. Now, we talk about competing, talk about the what we want during spring practice, talk about all of these things, and we're going to see over the next literally couple of weeks, next few weeks, who's competing. Like, who's ready for this moment? Who's ready for this? I do believe Joshua Proctor. I do believe Lathan Ransom. I believe they are ready. And I do believe these two guys together, they believe by staying at Ohio State, Proctor could have transferred. He chose not to. Ransom, some are saying he should go to the NFL. I said no, but some are saying he should go to the NFL. He is still there. I believe both of these guys believe, one, they can play great football at Ohio State. But two, they believe they can raise their draft stock in the National Football League draft coming in 2024. They believe that by being at Ohio State. And I wonder, this is me speculating now. I wonder if they have gone to either Perry Eliano or Jim Knowles and said, hey, look, I know we are two of the better guys in this position room. I understand there are conversations about where we should play. Should I play here? Should I play there? Here's where we feel the most comfortable playing together. Now, I don't know if that's actually happened, but it makes sense. It would make sense if that were the case. And I do think Joshua Proctor getting back on the field and him playing deep, there are things that have been going on with Ohio State secondary, especially that deep coverage of the field, that Proctor's range and athleticism and his ability to his closing speed, I believe Joshua Proctor will be really good deep back by himself. Now, do I think he'll be a Jordan Fuller of a few years ago? No. I could be proven wrong, though. Like, my guess right now could be wrong based on how Joshua Proctor plays football at Ohio State in 2023. But ultimately, I believe this is what they, if this is what sticks over the next few weeks and over the next few months leading into the season, I firmly believe this is the right move for Ohio State. Which makes me wonder what else has been happening. What else is going on? What else is out there as far as what players are we possibly going to see in their spot right now that they will not move in the fall? When here's one that I think, and I'm going to close it out with this. I want to make this statement very clear. When it comes to the running backs, and I think about this all the time, about what we might see now that might change in the fall, Travion Henderson is not healthy. I am not sharing my thoughts about Henderson. All I'm going to say is this. If Travion Henderson comes back healthy and develops more and progresses more as a football player, many people might say it's time for the guy that was a five-star recruit to go onto the field and be RB1 at Ohio State. If that happens, what does that mean for Mayan Williams, Chip Traynham, Dallin Hayden, Evan Pryor? That's literally TBD to be determined. But there are things going on right now based off injuries in the running back room that might change in the fall based on literally how one man progresses during the offseason and during the football season on how he plays the football. I hope we don't see a change with Proctor and Ransom. I hope Ransom is closer to the line of scrimmage. I hope Proctor is deep. But, buddy, talk about competing. Them RBs at Ohio State are going to be competing every single day. We know what Henderson can do on the football field. What does he do in the fall once he's, one, healthy, but two, if he progresses and develops in the way that many people thought he was going to develop going into his freshman year of college football at The Ohio State University? I don't know, man. It's one of those things. We got to wait and see what happens in the fall. There are some things you don't have to wait and see about when it's regards to a few players, a couple players that lost their black stripes over the weekend. Who are they? There are a couple. Four have lost their black stripes so far. We'll discuss those athletes next right here on Locked On Buckeyes. This episode is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. The tournament is heating up, and there's no better place to get in the action than FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. That's because right now, FanDuel is giving new customers a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Just go to FanDuel.com/LockedOn and sign up today to claim your no-sweat first bet. Then you can wager on everything from the money line to point spreads to which team will be cutting down the net. All on the app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. So don't miss your shot at a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000 when you join FanDuel today. Just go to FanDuel.com/LockedOn to sign up. Make every moment more with FanDuel. We love going over the different athletes at Ohio State that have lost their black stripes, not just during spring practice, but just overall. To date, there are four athletes that have lost their black stripes. Two lost them on March 23rd. They are two redshirt freshmen, Tegra Tishabola and George Fitzpatrick, two offensive linemen. Tishabola is one of those players that might be a starting offensive lineman for the Buckeyes in the fall, based off his skill set and kind of necessity at that spot. Well, there are two players that lost their black stripes during Saturday's scrimmage, that sixth practice of the offseason. One of them, Davison Igbinosin, transfer from Ole Miss. And the other one, freshman Carnell Tate, wide receiver, the first freshman football player at Ohio State to lose his black stripe. Think about the honor and think about what that means to be the first player who's under scholarship in your class, this first player in your class overall to lose your black stripe. Now you may want to say, Jay, what does it mean to lose your black stripe? They're already a part of the team. This is a tradition that was started, I want to say under Urban Meyer. I know Ryan Day has been doing it for his entire time. It basically means you're officially a Buckeye. Yeah, there are guys at play that have not lost their black stripe. It's rare, but it happens. But ultimately, it means you're officially a Buckeye, kind of a rite of passage, kind of a badge of honor, you may want to say, for those athletes out there. And Cardinal Tate's one numerous people are high on. Very talented wide receiver. We talked about him a lot with John Garcia Jr. We're talking about the different receivers Ohio State was going after in the 2023 recruiting class, and also what he meant to be a part of this class as far as Cardinal Tate, Brandon Ennis, Noah Rogers, Bryson Rogers, the fearsome foursome that they are. Just discussed that that group and what they can mean for Ohio State. I don't know if Cardinal Tate's going to be able to get on the field consistently in the fall based off the talent in that wide receiver room. But what I do know is this. It means something to be the first player in the recruiting class to lose your black stripe. Now, for Ole Miss transfer Davidson Igbinosin, he is a long, lengthy young man. They say he's listed 6 foot, 203 pounds. My guess is he's taller than that. Some say a couple inches taller, maybe. Now, I don't know what the measurements are, but that some say maybe there. But what I will say is this. He came in, and I said it here, I think he is expected to start. Now, you want to go back to the word compete, the competition that is a part of the offseason and an emphasis for Ohio State during this spring practice in 2023. Igbinosin is not going to get handed the starting corner spot opposite Denzel Burke, and Burke is not going to get handed that spot either. Both athletes have to compete. Both athletes have to come out and bring all they can be. Both athletes have to compete every day and prove to everybody that they've earned this spot. And I'll tell you this. I think Igbinosin is one of those guys Ohio State fans are going to love. Because many people have been complaining, myself included, about the lack of production and play, positive play, from the players that are at corner. Honestly, the 2019 year might be the last year where Ohio State had really good to elite play at the corner position. Damon Arnett, Jeff Okuda, Sean Wade in the slot corner, nickel corner spot. They bumped it outside in 2020. That was not a wise decision. And then 2021, 2022, you kind of see a drop off in production at that position. DBs, and John Garcia Jr. says it all the time, it still means something to get an offer if you're a DB from Ohio State. It still means something. And I think Igbinosin knows, going from the SEC from Ole Miss to Ohio State, yeah, you're leaving SEC country, the best conference in college football, to go to Ohio State. Yeah, Big Ten play is not the same, but playing at Ohio State is way bigger than playing at Ole Miss, which is why I think he knows being a DB and getting an offer from Ohio State, even if I'm in the portal, buddy, it hits different. It hitting different is one thing. Losing your black stripe, officially becoming a Buckeye, and being the fourth player so far during spring practice to do so, buddy, that means a lot. This is one transfer. I'll put this on the Bird app. I'll say it right here. I believe, to me, Davidson Igbinosin, my favorite transfer. And I love linemen. I love linemen. Yeah, Vic Cutler's one guy. I'm all in on him as being a Buckeye. He just doesn't get my favorite transfer tags. No. Davidson Igbinosin. He is someone. I got to slow down to say his name every now and then because your boy sometimes gets tongue-tied. But he is someone I expect to play big in the fall and to be a starter at Ohio State. As long as he keeps competing and proving and earning that spot on the field. I think he will. It's just a gut feeling I got. I believe he's a competitor. And I believe that will be on front street. Excuse me. Wow. Tongue tied. There we go. I believe that'll be put on Front Street during the spring game for all of us to see and witness, but also every Saturday during the upcoming college football season. Out of here on a Monday. I'm glad to be back with you. Can't wait to dive into more about the observations we had from Ohio State spring practice, get some more NFL draft stuff going, get some guys that are part of the Locked On NFL family to come on and discuss players like Stroud, Paris Johnson Jr., and others. And also, recruiting updates with my guy, John Garcia Jr., Locked On's football recruiting insider. You can follow me on Twitter at jstevens07. You can send all of your emails to jstevens317@gmail.com. Thanks for making Locked On Buckeyes your first listen today. For your second listen, check out our brand new podcast, Locked On College Basketball. Experts Isaac Shade and Andy Patton bring you everything you need to know on and off the court. Plus, hear from big name experts, coaches, and players throughout the basketball landscape. Locked On College Basketball, available on YouTube and wherever you get your fine podcasts.